Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a terrific day. It's about to get a little bit better if you like talking football, quarterbacks, local guys. Because big news out of Oakland, Kyler Murray will reportedly declare for the NFL draft. The story I read says the A's aren't super concerned now, but if the combine looks good and the buzz is building there, then they would have a contractual issue. A lot to develop there. What will NFL teams do? Adam Schefter with a report this morning that the Cardinals could trade Josh Rosen and take Kyler Murray.
Okay, now that comes from a certain place. It started with Cliff Kingsbury during the college season. He said, if I were in the NFL, I'd take him number one overall.
Okay.
Like, he's awesome. I would take him number one overall. And it's like, now you're the head coach and you have the number one overall pick.
Okay.
Now what?
You're going to do that? Wow. So for more on that, it's time for Dane Brugler here from The Athletic. You can also listen to his Trust the Tape podcast with Jeff Cavanaugh weekly and catch his tweets at DP Brugler on Twitter. Segments brought to you by DFW Security right here on The Fan. And here he is right over here on line one. Good morning, Dane. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the draft talk just took a nice injection to the arm with this Kyler Murray news. It's fascinating. I didn't really take it seriously during the season, but as we got closer and closer to the end of the season, and now here we are, and it seems like it's going to happen. He's going to choose the NFL draft, and it's based on the San Francisco Chronicle and their reporting. It makes it interesting because the A's, they're in an interesting spot because, the deadline for underclassmen to declare is coming up on Monday, the 14th of January. But the A's can long play this if they want. You know, they could wait and see how the combine goes. Kind of keep their options open, allow Kyler to keep his options open as long as possible. But at some point, they're going to have to come to the realization that he's going the football route, and it seems more and more likely that that's going to happen. It's going to make a lot of lively draft talk for the next few months.
Is there anything that could happen at that combine that would push him out of the first round?
I mean, we know he's small. We know he's going to be 5'9". We know he's going to be around 185 to 190 pounds. He's got smaller hands. Once teams actually have a chance, it's one thing to see those numbers on paper. Maybe, when teams actually see him step onto the podium, in nothing but his underwear, and they see a frame that's really close to maxed out, and, just how small he actually is, could that, that visual effect have, a lingering effect for some of these decision makers? Maybe, but, we know he's small. And so, I don't think that there's anything at the combine that would be news that we didn't already know. And so, I can't see anything changing it. I don't know how anybody really pegs where he's going to go at this point in the process, because when you look at it, okay, 32 teams, how many teams are realistically looking for a quarterback? Let's say 10. And of those 10 teams, how many of those 10 would realistically take a chance on a player his size? Let's just say it's half. So we're down to 5 teams now. He has to interview really well with those 5 teams, those 5 teams have to really buy into his skill set. So, are one of those 5 teams picking top 10? Are they picking in the teens? Are they picking late first round? It's really going to be interesting to try and figure out where this guy's going to go. I don't – anybody saying that he's definitely going to go top 10, or it's too early for that, but I definitely think he has a really good shot of going in the first round. Conservatively, top 50 – but definitely has a good shot to go in the first.
Do you know off the top of your head how much the Oklahoma offense changed between him and Baker Mayfield? Because when you look at their throwing numbers, they're very, very similar. Was there anything about them that made it easier for Kyler in any way?
Well, I think first of all, the offensive line was a lot better this year than it was under Baker Mayfield. Baker played behind a strong offensive line, but not like – than Kyler did. And honestly, that might be the biggest question mark for me, because after I got done studying his tape, it's remarkable the amount of plays that he had that, you know, you're up to 5-6 seconds on the clock, and, you know, he's still sitting back there in the pocket surveying the field, and you can cut that in half. But, you know, when you go to the NFL, just everything's going to happen so much quicker. And we saw that in the semifinal game in the Orange Bowl against Alabama. Nothing that Kyler Murray faced in the Big 12 prepared him for what Alabama threw at him defensively. And so, you know, if over time, could Kyler adjust to, you know, quicker, better defenses? I think so. But it's just there's definitely going to be a learning curve there for him to adjust, because the Big 12 defensively, both from the pass rush, from the coverage standpoint, not really going to prepare you for, you know, the rigors of the NFL. Now, Baker Mayfield made a pretty easy transition, or at least he made it look easy. But with Kyler, a few more obstacles in his way. I do think Lincoln Riley, this is what makes Lincoln such an innovative guy with his play calling, is he did adjust the play calling to fit Kyler's strength. And I saw we did see a little more movement in the Oklahoma offense this year, whether just certain RPOs, just option plays where the quarterback had free reign to run if he wanted to, moving the pocket. So he just wasn't, you know, 3-5-7-step drop. I mean, he was moving to his left, to his right, and that was all, you know, just dependent on the play design and what Lincoln Riley wanted to do. So we definitely did see a little bit of changes that fit Kyler's skill set. And really, that's the biggest question as he goes, if he does go to the NFL.
So you had to adjust, which as somebody who has done mock drafts before, this is maybe the biggest beating of all time, is if you forget someone in a mock draft in the first round. Now, this is if you do mock drafts right. I think a lot of people just slap it down and they're not too worried about it, but I know yours take a lot of work. So when you just released one, then Kyler Murray, it sounds like, will declare for the NFL draft. You got to figure out where to put him. How? Where did you put him, and how much fun was it to have to adjust the entire round?
Yeah, I spent a few days on Mock Draft 2.0. Just, you know, I don't do this, you know, at the drop of a hat. I mean, I really trying to focus on, you know, team needs and trends and what, you know, teams have done in the past and certain players that are moving up and moving down, things like that. And I didn't take Kyler Murray seriously, like I said. But after the news last night, I went in and, okay, you look at the top 32 and the teams that are looking for a quarterback, they're all in the top 15. You know, you look at, I gave a quarterback to the Giants at 6, Dwayne Haskins. Daniel Jones from Duke, I went at number 7 to the Jaguars. And then Drew Locke from Missouri at number 10 to the Broncos. And to not make it too messy, I put Kyler Murray in there. I considered him a 13 to the Dolphins, and then a 15 to the Redskins. And that's where I ended up putting him at 15. And there was a little bit of a domino effect after that. But, you know, looking at with the Redskins, they've shown in the past. They're not as afraid to maybe think outside the box a little bit with their quarterbacks. You know, most recently RG3. That obviously worked for a season, then it was a train wreck after that. But, you know, there's new head coach, there's new decision makers in there. Kyler Murray could be a fit in that Washington offense as a guy that, you know, with Alex Smith, we don't know what's going on there. Colt McCoy, I don't think they believe he's the long-term answer. Maybe they look to Kyler Murray as a possibility there. So it's really going to be interesting now where we see him show up in mock drafts. Like I said, Miami, the Redskins, now that we know the draft order, it's going to be interesting to try and piece this together.
Okay, so the spots where you're putting quarterbacks there, I think you said, what, 6, 7, 10, and 15? That's not entirely dissimilar to places where Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen went. How do you compare those two classes in terms of these guys' pro potential?
There's definitely more question marks with this group. You know, going back to last year, I felt really strongly about Sam Darnold and what he could do. He felt good about Josh Rosen, just more of the character stuff and just, you know, how would he mesh with teammates, that kind of thing. And then, you know, with Baker Mayfield, we saw enough of him over two seasons at Oklahoma that I think we were pretty convinced that he's going to be a good quarterback. I think he's outplayed even our expectations. But with this year, I think we just have a little more question marks because you have Dwayne Haskins, a guy who started 14 games in his career, It's easy to buy into the talent and what he shows, but you know, we're still talking about a shorter sample size here. Daniel Jones from Duke, not playing with a lot of NFL talent. It was the Blue Devils, but coached by Coach Cutcliffe, very cerebral quarterback, big, athletic. There's a lot to work with there. And then, of course, you got Drew Locke, the top senior, who reminds me a lot of Derek Carr. Big-time arm. He can move around a little bit. You like the makeup, but at the same time, accuracy is an issue, touchdown field. The way he reacts to pressure is not what you want. And then, of course, Kyler Murray. You know, we've never seen – when's the last time we saw a 5'9 quarterback in the NFL? You have to go back to Doug Flutie. And even Doug Flutie didn't, you know, light the NFL on fire. I mean, he was you know, came from the CFL where he, you know, was very successful, won the Grey Cup, and then he goes to the NFL where, you know, he was just – it was almost more of a gimmick with the Buffalo Bills than anything else, with, you know, the Flutie flakes and everything else. So, you know, it's something that we haven't seen. And but I do think that more than ever, NFL teams are willing to think outside the box. We see what Baker Mayfield has done. You know, I never thought we'd see a 6-foot quarterback go number one overall, but it happened last year. You know, with Pat Mahomes, you know, who not many people thought a Texas Tech quarterback coming from the air raid system would ever really mesh with the NFL and what they like to do with play calling and the way defenses play you. But here we are with Pat Mahomes. So more and more NFL teams are willing to think outside the box. And we've seen that with the hiring cycle this year with Cliff Kingsbury going to Arizona and, you know, everyone's looking for the next Todd McVay. And, you know, it's just something that, you know, teams that are, if you have shown the ability to be an electric offensive player, a playmaker, NFL teams are going to be interested. And so with Kyler Murray, it's really going to make it fascinating. And I think there's going to be probably 4, 5, 6 teams really in on Kyler Murray. It's not going to be a consensus. It's not going to be a widespread thing. There's going to be 4 to 6 teams that are really going to be in on Kyler Murray, and it's just a matter of where those teams are picking in the draft and then, you know, how Kyler stacks up on their board with some of these other quarterbacks in this draft class. So it's really going to make for a lot of fun discussion the next few months.
So if 6 teams would be interested, do you think if Cliff went to his GM, Steve Keim, and his support staff in Arizona, there's about a 15% chance that they would agree with him that bringing in Kyler Murray would be a decent idea? But then you'd have to get over the idea of also trading Josh Rosen. That seems like quite a pipe dream to me right now. Dane, how about you?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think it's a fun story based off of the sound clip that Cliff had during the season saying that, you know, if he had the top pick, he would take him. And it's just kind of funny how that kind of played out. But yeah, Cliff Kingsbury is the head coach. He's not the general manager. Steve Keim has been in Arizona for a while now, you know, probably going close to 10 years now. And Steve's in a position where he knows he's a little bit on the hot seat. You know, he's in a position where it's time to win now. And I think one of the reasons he hired Cliff Kingsbury was to help Josh Rosen, specifically to help their quarterback. I think they're all in on Rosen. They believe in him. You know, he showed plenty of flashes during his rookie year that I think they're encouraged moving forward. And so I would be very surprised if that was even a consideration for Arizona. But, you know, if they're smart, they're going to at least maybe play along with that a little bit. And, you know, because they have the number one pick. You know, they want to create discussion at the top of the draft. And so even having Murray connected to the team that's picking number one overall is good for business because it's going to help keep teams open-minded, picking at the top about a possible trade. You know, we haven't seen a quarterback not go in the top 5, and it's only happened once in the last 20 years. And that was, 2013? That was the bad draft class with E.J. Manuel and Matt Barkley and that group. So, you know, chances are, history tells us that we will have a trade-up, because if you look at the top 5 teams right now, none of those teams need a quarterback. So history tells us we will see a team, whether it's the Giants at 6, the Jags at 7, the Broncos at 10, Dolphins at 13, the Redskins at 15. We will see a team trade up in the top 5, and it's, at that point just becomes, you know, who's the apple of their eye? What school quarterback are they going up to get? And so for Arizona, keep talking about Kyler Murray. You know, don't completely brush us off. I mean, internally, you tell Josh that you're our guy, but you don't completely write it off to keep the conversation open about Kyler Murray and any quarterback for that matter possibly going early.
How stunning was it that Alabama lost the title game by 28?
Mike, I hope you didn't make any bets.
He did.
No, I did. I bet $100, yeah, man.
Bet.
Thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
It's not your money, though. No, it's my fault. I made the decision. So
that was the one outcome that I think we didn't really expect. You know, I think if, you know, Clemson won, it was a close game, would not have been surprising. If Alabama won close game, not surprising. If Alabama blew them out, not surprising. But for Clemson to thoroughly outplay them like they did, the true freshman Trevor Lawrence is just an absolute stud. And, I mean, I think he was in high school at this point last year. Really impressive. I mean, and the bulk of that team on offense is coming back. The quarterback, the top three wide receivers, the running back, some key pieces on the offensive line. They're going to lose a lot on defense, but, you know, Clemson, the way they've recruited, they can replace those guys. So you can go ahead and pencil in Clemson in a national title game next year. It just comes down to is will it be against Alabama at Tua again? I think there's a good shot.
Appreciate you as always, Dane. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.